not denying us admission to Berlin, and merely saying that we are shown paper. And we're then saying we won't go in, so they have to deny us admission, but instead we are saying you insist on getting paper, we're not going to let you into Western Berlin at all.
Well, I think you turn it around, Mr. President, argue the other way. If they insist, German troops insist on it, says that on our showing papers, that destroys entirely the notion of four power Berlin arrangements. If we are to have to answer to Germans, to East Berlin, that's of no interest to us. We assume by the same token the Soviet government, whose commandant has disappeared, has no further interest in West Berlin. It seems to me you have to lift it to that level.
See, they have
and look in the eye the fact that you're going to have a quite different West Berlin-West relationship.
This is not a even struggle because the Soviets are trying to create the wall in East Berlin into a state boundary. Therefore, they have to show passports, get visas, do anything of that sort. Whereas if we do that, then they are in West Berlin. We are not really in East Berlin. They can build up their armed forces in West Berlin by, as one of our colleagues in Berlin suggested, putting in 10 armored personnel carriers instead of 4 or 3. Instead of build up to a point where they then can laugh at everybody and say, look, we're sharing occupation with West Berlin.
So they do have the 10, or you don't have to let them have 10, just say for traffic or some other reason. But these are three areas which are really beyond the Spandau, really isn't a Berlin issue. All the more of it is a Berlin issue with the air centers. Not a Berlin issue. It seems to me that we shouldn't attempt to interfere with these rights, and I don't see the very fact that these rights are exercised by them particularly embarrasses us. In the present, and I like it, but I don't see that it causes any disturbance in the lives of West Berliners, which is our issue. Viability, our presence, our control there. It seems to me we still have those.
But we've got to, though, assert now, early, because I think it's going to be harder to declare, that we have control. That they come into West Berlin at our pleasure and under conditions which we approve of. I would think that it's important to nail that down promptly.
So that it does not get used against our access to West Berlin later.
If it's nailed down that they come in under our control, where we say they should and in what form, abide by their commitments, and they give them at the checkpoint, they didn't, they said they would keep their arms inside. Outside after they go through the checkpoint. We can't maintain control over it. I think we're lost then, because then they can put in any number of things into West Berlin and establish the fact that this West Berlin remains a four power responsibility. They have complete rights in West Berlin while we're wholly shut out of East Berlin.
Wait, we're shutting ourselves out of East Berlin. And I'm talking about East
Berlin. Would you not ask for me? Would you not say, Paul, that we are doing that now, though? Our behavior thus far has been consistent with what you're
describing.
What? Well, you know, we've asked for complete inventory to see just how far this has gone.
I think we're talking about two things, though, Mr. President. One is the current situation, what we do now about the APCs and the Brandenburg Gate. The second thing is what we might do in the contingency of their denying papers. They haven't raised this paper issue.
But we don't really keep it going right away.
Do you think we ought to do anything about the APCs at this time?
I do.
To say what to them?
Say to them that, that the tension has now ceased and in our judgment that we approach for them to return the buses which they were using prior to the Stoning incident. Up to that time they used other buses. That's what I think is going to be the last is our judgment. They should come through in buses. And don't come through in buses. We won't let them through.
You want to then turn them to the Brandenburg Gate, or you want to deny permission? What about sending them to the Brandenburg Gate then?
Permitting them to come in buses.
Yeah, we're permitting them to come in buses. We have to have a reason for that, but otherwise they'd be better than going through the Brandenburg Gate. What about that?
I prefer to just say that the situation is not one which is where APCs are necessary or appropriate. We're not denying them access.
Is there any case for APCs?
We considered.
We have done it
some of our own, the other way around.
No evidence did stop us, is it?
We did it successfully, if I'm correct, at the time of the Friedrichstrasse confrontation.
why is it you think you do this now so that what? At a later date, they can't say any limitation upon the contribution of cutting off your.
They allow that they haven't got an unlimited right of access without our permission.
That's in doubt.
I think they're trying to establish this being in
doubt. But what means, I don't see that.
Their whole ploy here of saying we shouldn't escort, and related to that is they say we've got the right to go to the war memorial, we're going to go and we're going to undertake our own protection. This is the whole reason for their emphasis upon not escorting.
But now they've yielded on that point the first time.
We yield. Yes. Not called this an escort.
Well, we have to be actually in fact have it.
But they have to, but they continue to press to protest this. Protested this to be in the last
session. An outstanding request to us to stop sending our vehicles.
I suppose we could say, well, we'll stop sending the vehicles, we'll stop sending escorts, return to buses.
Well, we would say that we will use our vehicles as we see fit in our sector. I don't think we should accept any kind of limitation on the escort.
They do, but for us to initiate it, therefore give them a stop any day we want. What are they going to those people? What is the harm that they're doing to us? Three principles of our actions in this area. What is it that they're present? The fact they're traveling in APC, what is it that they're doing?
Well, I think that the continued travel in APC is just tiresome. Whether we ought to move in entirely the opposite direction.
I think this ought to be re-examined, if we could, in light of our conversation today, and see, I see if this is what we want to do. I'd like to know if you could just take a look at the wire and send it.
Thank you.
provision providing is put in the